Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Your host Tim Sweeney, and you were just listening to guest DJ mix from DJ Kenji Takimi from Cruel Records out of Japan. Kenji Takimi started Cruel in 1991, and he also does the Cruel Grand Orchestra and Luger Ego releases. And there's the most recent release from Cruel is from the Cruel Classic series, just came out in July, which I think he actually played a track from it tonight, and I played it a couple weeks ago. It's the Cruel Grand Orchestra, You're More Than Paradise, and which comes with the Theo Parrish remix and the Freaks remix. And so big thank you to Kenji Takimi for that tonight. And now we have Love Fingers here in the studio.
Hello.
And he's going to be taking over for the last hour of the show, or hour and 10 minutes here. And Love Fingers is here because he has finally, I think the last time you were on, we talked about this. Oh, we were talking about ESP Institute, your record label, right?
Yeah, it took a while to.
And then now you've got this Concentration Volume 1, which, do you want to explain what it is?
Yeah, it's a compilation. CD, 15 tracks.
Is it mixed?
It's mixed. It's not like, you know, heavily mixed, but it's maybe like half mixed and then half like, you know, segues and weird stuff like that. But it's all, some of the tracks are like remixes, some of them are just like obscurities, some are edits, and they're all from just like homies, friends and family. Some people that I'm putting out records for of original material, and just some people that are just friends. And I guess that's why it took so long, because sort of curating, you know, getting like tracks from so many people and trying to sift through all this stuff and actually trying to make sense of it and put them together, so in a cohesive way. But
so how long do you think it took you to put it all together?
It wasn't like, you know, working on it every day or anything, but it definitely took over a year.
Yeah. And so you have two 12-inches for it as well, as a CD, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, there's a couple tracks on here that I feel like it would have been really cool on vinyl. So just picked a couple of them and a couple bonus things that didn't really fit on the CD. And just put like some white labels out, like hand-stamped things, limited ones, that I guess they're already gone, so I don't know. I don't even have any myself now.
Yeah, I don't have any. Thanks a lot. But can you explain the other? Because wasn't it like all the proceeds from this go towards?
Yeah, it's a non-profit thing, which is sort of I don't really want to do anything like edit wise edits like on the ESP label per se so much. When this does have some, you know, unoriginal material. That's not legal. And, so, you know, I just thought it would be a nice way to not be a jerk and take profits from other people's stuff, like I do with my other label.
Speaking of which, there's a new release from that.
Yeah, this new Black Disco out. There's actually like four more that are going to drop in the next like few months, but the newest one is probably my favorite one. It's Alexi Letan and Vidal Benjamin, a.k.a. Allo Rodolphe, from Paris. It's kind of like French Psych 45s.
And what are the other Black Disco ones coming up?
Good friend Bazo from Germany, who's got two tracks on this comp. And he's been like throwing out mixes left and right over the past few years. He's got one. It's kind of like a classy, like jazz funk affair. And then I'm doing one for Runa Lindbeck, and Justin Vandervolgen's got a Halloween edits special.
Oh, nice.
That's going to come out just before Halloween. And then there's going to be another Love Fingers Night Dog one. And
bringing it back together, huh?
Yeah, I think we're doing that for number 10.
All right.
And then like a, I guess like a CD with some extra stuff.
Oh, you're going to put out this like a compilation of all the past ones?
Yeah, not for digital download or anything like that, but, you know, just a CD with some extra bonus stuff, you know, because we don't really repress those things, so.
And what's going on with the Stallions, with you and Lee Douglas?
We are up to our eyeballs with work, honestly. We're kind of behind, but...
With remixes or original stuff?
We're going to put out our own... song 12-inch on my label in the next, I want to say a few months, but it'd probably be like 6 months. We've got heaps of remixes. We're waiting on this phenomenal hand clap band one to come out that we're really proud of. And then we are just finishing up one for Prince Thomas's label International, and another one for the Infograni label Codec. Then we're doing something for Phil Manzanera. And I don't know, just I can't really think of all
it's
of
a
them.
Lot.
There's like,
it's a
like
lot.
There's like 10.
And then with ESP Institute, after this you have this compilation out, and then there's the Cosmos stuff. Is that, I mean, what's the next things coming out on the ESP Institute?
In the first week of September, there are two Cosmos 12 inches that are gonna come out simultaneously. There are two A sides, two singles off the album. And one is Cosmos Land, with the B-side is a TBD remix, and the other one coming out the same day is Chaos Exotica with a Welcome Stranger remix, which is Thomas Bullitt from Rub and Tug.
You have those already?
Yes.
I want to hear those, man.
I'll play one of them. I might play both of them, but
okay,
we'll
play
see.
Them. Come on. All right.
And then the album's going to come out 2 weeks later, and then after that, there's another two, which is another two tracks from the album, and then one with a Prince Thomas remix, which is pretty amazing, too.
So you got a lot coming up, man.
Yeah, and then
busy.
There's a lot more after that, too, but that's a lot of Cosmos.
All right, Love Fingers here, Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, going for another hour and 5 minutes. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. God. God. God.
You've been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM with Love Fingers. Thank you, Mr. Love Fingers.
Thank you, Tim.
You played a bunch of upcoming ESP Institute tracks, right?
Yes, I did.
Which were they? The Cosmos?
Yeah.
TBD remix?
There was a Cosmos track from their forthcoming album. Then there was a remix of Cosmos by TBD. I also played Sea Power and Change, which is an upcoming TBD release. I mean, a ESP release. Too many acronyms.
From Tiago.
Yeah, that's Tiago. And what else on here? I played Chishimizu, which is one of the tracks from the Concentration compilation. And that's it.
That's okay. Well, that's all the time we have for anyways for you to say.
Well, I was done anyway.
Yeah, good. Well, good. Get out of here. So that's it for tonight. Thank you all for listening. Again, thank you to Kenji Takimi for his mix for the first half of the show. And tune in next Tuesday. We have DJ Cosmo here coming in, who's in town to play Francois K's Deep Space Party next Monday. That's it for tonight. Have a good week.